Father, we turn this meeting over to you. We know, Father, that you have called us to be representing ourselves in a transparent way, to let all things be done decently and in order. We ask that you might bless our time tonight. As members, we see how the money has come in, how it's been used, and we pray that you might help us then to recognize this is your place, and all of this is up to you. So we pray thy blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. All right, we'll turn it over to the captain of the ship.
I don't know if you had any announcements or anything you want to make beforehand or anything. All right. I have to put my phone in my pocket because I broke my phone clip. Broke my new phone clip. What do I have here? There we go. Well, good evening. Welcome. There's no objections. We'll consider pastor's prayer to be our opening prayer of our meeting. And I make a motion that we begin our business session. Is there a second to that? Seconded by Jerry Thompson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed? Motion carries. Business session. What, he opposed? No, in Amharic, I think you're supposed to say no for yes, right? Something like that? Say aye.
Aye is no.
Aye is no. Okay. So you say aye, and that means no. Okay. All right, well, good enough. We're an American business session, so we're good to go. So let me direct your attention to the minutes of the previous meeting, which was the quarterly business meeting on Wednesday, April 16th, 2025. Chairman of the Deacon Board, Seth Tunis, acknowledged Pastor Weigel's opening prayer as the business meeting's opening prayer. He moved that the church consider itself in business session. Pat Kaiser seconded the motion that passed. Seth read the minutes of the January 15th, 2025 annual business meeting and moved to accept them as read. Nancy Tunis seconded the motion that passed. Treasurer David Tunis read three financial reports, the General Fund First Quarter Budget Report, the Missionary and Deacon Fund First Quarter Report, and the Investment Fund Report. General Fund David moved to accept the reports as read. Karen Kopp seconded the motion that passed. Seth read and explained the Amharic Bible Society Earmark Tracker Report. He moved it accepted as explained. Jerry Thompson seconded the motion that passed. For the chairman's report, Seth reviewed the church calendar. The calendar was corrected to say Pastor Miru would fill in for Pastor Weigel on Saturday, April 24th, or May 24th, 2025. Seth read the old business notes. He reported the lobby HVAC replacement cost $8,209. With no other old business, Seth moved to close old business. Pastor Miru seconded the motion that passed. Seth read the new business notes. He reported that the deacons have scheduled the building of a deck at the back of the rental property. The cost is set for $3,200. To be constructed by King Kong Roofing. He reviewed the path of the investment Amharic investment tracker. $3,772.98 was left over. Jerry Thompson moved that the remainder be placed into its own investment fund solely for the Ethiopian work. Angie Tunis seconded the motion. Seth made an amendment to the motion. He moved the amount of $3,772.98 be rounded up to $5,000. Jerry Thompson seconded the amendment that passed. Seth brought the amended motion to a vote. It passed with two opposed. With no further new business, Seth moved to close new business. Nancy Tunis seconded the motion that passed. Pastor Mira moved to adjourn the business session, and Pat Kaiser seconded the motion that passed. Seth Tunis invited Pastor Mira to address the congregation and to close in prayer. Respectfully submitted, Cheryl Weigel, Secretary. Comments, questions, corrections from the minutes of the previous meeting? I should be looking up just in case somebody raised their hand. My phone vibrated, so usually when that happens at the beginning of any sort of a service, it's somebody saying, "I can't hear you," or the link's no good, something like that. All right, no issues with the minutes. Then I make a motion we accept the minutes as read. Is there a second to that? Seconded by Karen Kopp. Got to go faster, Nancy. Seconded by Karen Kopp. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries. We'll move on to our next page, which has our quarter two budget report then our year-to-date budget report for the general fund, then mission report and investment report.
Okay. Well, it's these are some nice reports. They're pretty much the same as we've seen before. I'll just point out a few highlights. Don't need to spend too much time. There's not a whole lot of unusual items in here. First of all, for the second quarter of April, May, June, I did say second quarter, I hope. We see the envelope. We'll look mostly at the variances here and compare them with the budget with the actual amounts. And so we see envelope contributions. The offerings for the second quarter, we had $224 more than what we budgeted. In the MyEO contributions that come in separately, we had $6.49 positive. And the investment transfer in, We're over budget. Let's see,
yeah,
the budget.
More in this quarter than you.
Okay, let's see. I'm giving that the wrong way here. The second quarter we had more income. Okay, more income. We were over budget. We had investment transfer in. We transferred in actually $2,500, and the budget was for $1,500. So that's $1,000 more than what we should have. I understand now. It's been a while. What I did was I transferred money in from the that was budgeted in the first quarter that we didn't use, and I used that at the in May. I brought in $2,500 for the. We'll see it better in the year to date when it'll be obvious what I did there. So yeah, we took a thousand more in than what the actual budget for the 3 months was. Then rent was on target, and the race we had $2,885 came in May, and the quarterly budget would have been for $750. They can divide up the approximately $3,000 over the whole year. So we got it. We got more of it in. Anyway, the numbers are kind of meaningless at that point. But anyway, that's where it landed. The operating income totals for the third quarter, we had $30,026.49 came in. The quarterly budget was for $26,661. So there was $3,365 more that came in during the quarter than we had on the actual budget. Operating expenses for the quarter, you see the first five of them on target. These are salaries and compensation packages, which stay pretty fixed. Then for the gas, we budgeted $450 for gas for each quarter, and in the second quarter we used $278.46. Electricity, we budgeted $1,152 for the quarter, and in the second quarter we used $818.30. Communication, we were positive by 90 cents. Water, we were positive by 63 cents. Trash service, we were positive by $6.72. And then the building insurance, we paid the quarterly amount, and the quarterly amount was actually $157.50 more than what we budgeted. Workman's comp, nothing used there. For the missions, we put in the amount that we had we budgeted, and so that is even. And then office for the quarter. We used $93.31 for the budget was for $180, so we were positive $86.69. Maintenance, we didn't use any money for maintenance in this particular category, so it was positive by $150. Ministry, we had in June, there were two speakers that came and spoke, and the honorariums were $600 for the quarter. That's a total of $600. And then the quarterly budget was $675, so we were positive $75 on that one. For the parsonage, we had in May, we had some taxes and a few other items, I think, during this one. I'm not sure whether that includes anything else, but the budget is for $1,995, and we sent out $3,159, so we were over budget by $1,164.21 because it was the tax quarter, and they don't come out quite evenly. Anyway, so we look at the operating income positive by $33.65.49, and the operating expense of negative $370.53. So the positive for the 3 months of the second quarter, $2,994.96. We had one item we dropped into the seasonal income. We had I'd call it very close to an emergency repair. We started having a leaky sewer line inside the house, and so we had Comfort Plumbing came in, took care of Mr. Plumber, part of the Comfort Group, came in and did some repair there, and we wanted to take care of that as soon as possible. $1,809, and you'll notice there the expense was taken care of, and we did not designate any money to come in to cover that from the investment fund or anything, so that's a one-off there. $1,809 for the second quarter, more than came in. So the combined total income for the second quarter, we had $30,026.49 came in. The expenses were $28,840.53. So we were positive by $1,185 and 96 cents. We started the quarter with $7,944 and ended up with $9,230.59. So altogether, not bad for the quarter. Now let's take a look at the year-to-date numbers, and we get a slightly different picture. We have the envelope contributions. We had $1,720 came in less than the budget that we needed. In the MyO contributions, we had $201.92 less than what we budgeted. Now here's where you can see where we budgeted $500 a month that we can use to cover the operating expenses if we need it. And here we see in May, we took in $2,500. That's 5 months of $500. So that left the sixth one. So we were positive by $500, or we were negative. We didn't bring in that last $500. So it's a negative $500 that was budgeted but did not come in. We have the rents at $5,100, all completed, and then the budget for the race, since it's split half the year, half year would be $1,500. And we brought in the whole amount, $2,885. We had actually $1,385 more than what was budgeted for the quarter, but for the year, we would come up a little bit short on that one. There was $5 back in January. So altogether, we had the actual amount. We had $52,290.08. Our budget was for $53,322. So we were $1,031.92 under budget, less than what we needed to cover the budget in the, on the income. Any questions? Are you doing okay? All right, let's look at expenses. Again, the compensation packages at the beginning, and you see each one of those was covered as scheduled. Then the gas, we see now the actual amount because of the winter months, we spent $1,110.36 so far this year, and the budget was for $900, so we were $210.36 more at the end of June that we had spent for gas. As we move into the summer months, we don't use as much gas, but we use more electricity. So here we see on the electricity budget, we have the actual amount was $1,951.73 for the 6 months, and our budget was for $2,304, and so that meant we were positive by $352.27. Kind of offset each other there, and we'll see the electric bill will go sky high here in July. That's kind of a rhyme there. I've already seen the gas budget for this that we'll pay for July, and it has gone quite low. It goes down to $25 during the summer because we don't burn any gas. So then communications, we were positive by $1.80. We were negative in the water by $2.57. We were trash service positive by $13.44. Negative in the building insurance by $315. And workman's comp, we were positive by $252. We're even on the missions. The office, positive by $156.69. The maintenance, positive by $84.35. And the ministry, still positive by $750. Parsonage, just scraped by with a positive $33.54 so far. As you look at the operating income over expense, we're showing here that the actual amount of the difference was $84.24, and the variance $84.24. And then just your seasonal items, you have the two one item of income, and then the two expenses totaling $10,018. And so we had a difference there, $1,809. All right, so finishing out the grand totals there, combined total income for the quarter, $60,499.08. The combined total expense, $62,223.84. So altogether then, negative by $1,724.76. And apparently nearly all of that comes, well, the negative comes from the shortages in the income area, and then the special project that was unfunded in the beginning. We may cover that before the end of the year. So starting balance at the beginning of the year, we had $10,855. And when we finished up at the end of June, we had $9,230.59. That's where we ended. Missions, unless there's questions. question if you want. Here we have the totals for the second quarter, April, May, June. We had general fund support, $3,600. The designated amounts that came in, $21,760. The love offerings, $800. The undesignated amounts, $430. The investment tithe, $375. And we transferred in $48,000 from the investment fund. As you recall, the purpose of that was to finish funding the building in Ethiopia, which has been accomplished. You saw some of the pictures on Sunday. And then the next list here, the list of expenses, show the which board and which work that we funded. And you see there the total expenses there for all of the fundings, including the Ethiopian church property and translation work, $68,520. And so we had income $74,965, and the outgo was $74,080, leaving us positive by $885. We see we started with, in April, beginning of April, with $1,619.27. And we had large amounts of money came in April. And then we have a lot of money went out. And we left, we ended at the end of June with $2,504.27. That was dedicated toward the missions. The Deacon Fund has $1,025, and the Youth Fund has $185. All right. All right. Any questions on that? And finally, on my reports, we have an investment fund snapshot. June of 2025. At the end of June, our investment balance was $434,806.69. You can see some highlights back in why March is highlighted anyway. In November we had $542,180, and then after all the money that went out during that period in order to fund the things that we wanted to take care of, we ended in June with $334,806.69. You'll notice the low point there was back in April with $420,000. That was, if you look on a stock chart, you'll see that was a low point in the market, as well as when we removed quite a bit of the money there to go someplace else. Good thing we got it out in time for the market to go down. Now we're in a rebuilding phase, and we'll get that built up. When we had the Deacons meeting, we had rebuilt back. It was quite a bit more, about $443,000. At that point, this last week hasn't been so good, so probably somewhat less than that, probably somewhat less than $440,000. You'll notice here the draw. If you look out at the total draw, and then there's a 2024, we drew out from our investment fund $61,490.33. That was with some of the Ethiopian funding things and other things. You see the missions at that time, we took out $42,888.04. The general fund last year got $19,402.29. And then you can see this year to date, missions $48,930. The general fund $10,709. And the grand total then year to date has been $59,639,000. So if you want to run the clock back and look, and if we had not used that money, or if you want to figure it this way. We had the money and we decided to use it for something different. Then you can see where we possibly could have been if we had not done any funding of things that we thought felt we should fund.
I'd like to look at it this way. If you take both of those numbers on the right, the totals for year to date and 2024, the 59,639 and the 61,490, add those together, we pulled out of the investment fund from the beginning of this report for December 2023 is the top line. We pulled out $121,129. But the difference between that value in December of 466 and where we are right now at 434 is only $31,000.
Yeah.
So our $31,000 loss paid out $121,000 in projects and building funding.
So the Lord has made us whole. Given us back what we had, and we still have it to use. So I think we're on the right track there. We try to honor God with our the resources that He has placed us as stewards of, and so therefore we want to do the right thing with it and help evangelize the world. The dividends in June. We're $1,360 so far this year. We've brought in $7,416.91. And let's see, that's an average of $1,236.15 a month. Total from inception, we've brought in dividends and interest of $336,923.50. That's all I have. So, there's no questions, more questions, or comments, or anything to throw in here. Then I'll make the motion, Mr. Chairman, we accept these reports.
All right, we have a motion on the floor to accept these reports. Is that a question before the... That's a second. Okay, Nancy's in a hurry. Second... Second to the motion is Nancy Tunis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries. Moving on to our next pages. Our next page is a pre-section of the old business. That is our church calendar. You see the present tense line there between the congregational business meeting and the camp weeks that are starting next week. In addition, you'll see down... Further down in November, Pastor has scheduled Casey Ray, a missionary to Muslims in the United States, to be here with us on Sunday, November 2nd. So plan to be here for that if you can. He's visiting. He visits the Muslims too, but no, he is visiting. Yeah. Casey Ray, missionary to U.S. Muslims, visiting. He had. If you look back at the format of the previous missionaries, that's how they're all described as well. or at least how the stewards are listed. So I went by that format. Is there anything calendar related we need to make sure we throw on here, or questions about previous events or anything? Yes?
We don't know when we'll get back yet, right?
We'll get there. It's in the business. But that won't make the calendar. It's really not that calendar worthy of a thing.
I have two names.
Yep. Oh, one with your husband.
September 12th through 13th is the men's retreat at Camp Returns.
Okay.
And September 19th to 20th is the ladies' retreat.
You know, if they just scheduled those for the same weekend, we could all go together. September 12th and 13th, and 19th and 20th. Yes. Goodie boxes in the fall. All right. Anything else? Calendar? Yes, Dave. Okay. For those of you who might not have heard that, November 19th through 26th is the next potential Ethiopia trip, and maybe we'll send laptops that work this time. And maybe before that, because that one's sitting on my bed at home almost in a million pieces, because I am just about done fiddling with it. Did you have something else, Pastor? They speak English in Ireland? Well, you know, my wife and I might need to visit on that trip. Yeah, sure. All right, anything else? Calendar? Nope? Okay, all right, move on to actual old business. Web presence, live stream, and social media. Normally, this just has a line here that says, yeah, everything's fine. But you'll notice that first line right underneath that says, the church website is down. Our previous web administrator had missed a renewal on his hosting, and the site was deleted. We are currently deciding what to do next. In fact, I have a meeting tomorrow with someone who might take over that. But we'll figure it out. It's the pretty website. It's not the media website. In fact, I mentioned that on the next line. The internal media web server is still running. It's accessible at odbcspeedway.us.to, which is a remaining, it's a roaming domain that links directly to our internet connection here. It actually comes in on our fiber line here and hits the computer back there in the corner with ports opened in a way that accesses a little web server program where you get to all of the MP3 audio file recordings. So if you don't know what you're looking for on YouTube, most people know what they're looking for on YouTube. And they listen to things on YouTube, even though it's video. But if you want just the audio files of any of our recordings since, I think, 2010, they're all there on that computer, and you don't have to sit down to that computer and try to find them. You can download them from the internet. They're right there. That address was linked to on our pretty website, you know, with the buttons and the pictures and the little cutouts of people holding hands or whatever other decorative stuff was there. It's there. That's still up and running. So we'll get that relinked, but for those of you that have to get to church media, it's there. And the YouTube, Facebook, all that is progressing along nicely. So just wanted to report that in case somebody says, what's the church website? You can tell them right now, we don't have one. Just go to the Facebook page. Go to the Facebook page, yeah. Or go to find us on YouTube. We're on YouTube. Just find us on YouTube until we get that worked out. Recent board activity, deacon board activity. Dave mentioned it in his financials. We had a parsonage leak. The parsonage had a leak on the toilet that was due to the flange failing. Investigation showed that a combination of old showed. Well, I didn't. That's not a complete sentence, but it was the cause was old pipe and some floor damage that was there. So the cost, which would have been real simple in a different situation where you just pull the toilet, put a new wax ring, reset the toilet, you're done, and you just keep going. It ended up being a lot more complicated because of deterioration of the subfloor around it and the old pipe that was there. So we had them replace all that. We didn't replace the subfloor, but we had them rebuild it with a supporting piece underneath it. And so it's as good as new, and they'll warranty their work. They wouldn't warranty their work if they didn't do more to fix it, if they just tried to make it work. So We're pleased with the job that was done, and you saw on the financials what that cost. That was like $1,800. We also had the garage and the shed. We got those cleaned out of old, unusable equipment and junk that had accumulated over time. We had lights and additional outlets installed in the garage as well. The wood chipper was refurbished and is ready for use. And the generator is still it's in repair to make it operational again. The board plans to set a regular schedule for use of these pieces of gas equipment to keep them in good working order. So if you have gasoline-powered equipment and you don't use it regularly, you don't keep up with it, it ends up not working when you go to try to use it. And so that's where we were with some of that equipment. So we're working on having plans to be better stewards of those things that we don't use that often, rather than just tucking them away in the corner and forgetting about it. And then Nancy mentioned or asked about the parsonage steps. They were patched instead of the deck being built. They were patched, which is fine for now, and the rear deck is placed on hold. We were waiting for some market recovery, which we've seen a bit of that come, you know, build back up the investment fund. And we're waiting for scheduling with our preferred vendor. They had notified us that it would be longer for them to get to it with storm damage repairs and roof repairs, which are their priority work. And so we had a few others quote the job, if we needed it done, we could have had it done. But since we can wait, we would have rather waited and used our preferred vendor. King Kong Roofing is a Christian company, so we would prefer to route the money that way. And it's not a emergency, so it can wait. And so that's where we are in there, and we are content to wait on their schedule. That completes the old business notes that I had. Is there other old business or questions about any of that that we need to address from the floor? Was that your hand back there, or did you just move your hand? No? Okay. I thought Don had his hand up for a second. Okay, well then I make a motion that we accept the old business as reviewed, or discussed, or read, however you want to phrase that. Is there a second to that? Seconded by Pastor Amiru. All in favor say aye. Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries. Moving on to new business. The only thing I had here, and so we'll open the floor for new business from the congregation if you have anything, but the lobby south-facing windows. They get the brunt of sunlight throughout the day, and they're double pane, but they've basically all failed. And so they're not insulated well anymore, and they're all foggy. So we need to get those replaced. And we're looking at options there. We've tasked Don with finding us some window replacements to see what we can do there, with keeping in mind that we want to maintain the aesthetic of the look in the room. We don't want to just replace it and make it look bad. We want it to look nice. And Don's waving his hand now because it sounds like he's got an update for us or something. So just wanted to notify the congregation that in case you go out there and you look at it and you say, that might need some attention, I should bring that up. We've seen it. We're aware of it. We're working on it. And so it's something that'll probably show up in the next business meeting as either something that we need tons of money to do because it's crazy expensive, or, hey, look at this. We spent this little bit of money and we did this thing. And then you're aware of it. And then the website rebuild is to be determined. So those are projects I have on the horizon. That's nothing I need the congregation, we need anybody to vote on or anything, but want to make sure you're aware of it. Is there any new business or discussion on these that we need to have? Any questions about anything we've covered through this meeting? No. Kids aren't here. We no popcorn machine. We can. I think it was decided that we can easily stock bags of microwave popcorn and ice cream bars, in the freezers for those that need ice cream, and we don't actually need an ice cream machine. Yeah, there's freezer pops down there. I know Don dropped off some the other day. Oh, you did? Well, Don dropped off. Didn't you bring some? Yeah, he dropped off some. We were supposed to go to his house and get them. And I think he got tired of waiting on us, so he just brought them over. All right, no other new business? All right, I make a motion we accept the new business as discussed as well. Is there a second to that? Seconded by Don Atterbury. He's back. All in favor say aye. Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries. That concludes everything I have prepared. I'll entertain a motion from the floor from somebody if they would like to so move. So moved by Pastor Weigel. Is there a second to that motion to adjourn the business session? Seconded by Mrs. Weigel. All in favor say aye. Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries. Business session is adjourned. And Pastor Mira, if you wouldn't mind, we'll just stick with the schedule from last time. If you would, close us in prayer, please.